Welcome to Basic Gospel. We are here daily at this time to bring the basic gospel into your life. It's relevant, personal, and essential. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Our purpose each day is to provide scriptural answers to your personal issues and Bible questions. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. So now it's time for you to call 1-800-677-9377. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. Call now. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, that number is 1-800-677-9377. We're going to have a very personal program today. We want it to be personal for you. We read a passage yesterday, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety or care on him because he cares for you. And we want today's program to be just that. If you have a care, if you have a worry, if you have a burden, we invite you to call the program today and cast that upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're simply asking you, if, say, you're going through a financial struggle, to call in and say, today, I'm casting that struggle upon the Lord, and I'm resting in his provision for me. If you're having emotional difficulty, cast that care upon the Lord, and you can do so because he cares for you. He's interested in you. He's taken a concern for you. He's not going to just listen and do nothing about it. He's interested, and you can count on that. And that's the most basic element or basic truth of this gospel message, the fact that God loves us and has revealed that love to us in the person of Jesus Christ. You know, when we say the word basic, sometimes we think of it in terms of elementary, kind of the ABCs of the gospel, but that's not what that word really conveys at all. It's what's of first importance or of most importance in any given endeavor. And what's of most importance as far as the gospel is concerned is the fact that God wants us to know that he loves us. And it's of such importance to us that he says to us, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. Well, today, let's do that. If you have a care, if you have a worry, if you have a burden, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. Cast that care upon the Lord. And all of those who call today, we're going to send you or a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer, by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. It's a wonderful, wonderful resource to help you through the trials and tribulations of life, to begin to see things from God's perspective and to recognize that he truly does care for you and that you can entrust yourself, that you can entrust your situation into his hands, knowing that he's going to cause it to work together for your good. So let's talk about it on today's program, 1-800-677-9377, 1-800-677-9377. So call now, call early, let's cast these cares upon the Lord.
Here is exactly what we're talking about and looking for. That's an email we've got a little bit ago, but it's perfect for today. This person is a chaplain in one of the armed forces, so he gets to deal with lots of people, and recently, he had a soldier come with this question. He said, I know I'm saved and forgiven, but I'm having a difficult time forgiving myself. So this person had been to Iraq or Afghanistan or you know, one of the world's hot spots, and had to do things as a military person that he was struggling with. How do I forgive myself?
That's a burden, isn't it?
That's a burden.
That is a struggle, and the only way you can do that is to recognize the forgiveness that you have in Christ. Mm-hmm. If you are in Christ, you've been made alive in him, you have received forgiveness of sins. That forgiveness that he provided, that his shed blood secured for each and every person, is received by faith in Jesus. So if you've received Christ, you've received forgiveness, and you have to recognize that God has already dealt with that. God has already judged it for what it is. God has already sent punishment for that sin. Jesus took it. Jesus stood in your shoes. So look at that and with an attitude of thanksgiving, thanking the Lord Jesus for what he has accomplished. Now, you're going to carry with you for the rest of your life, you know, the tragic situations that you were involved in. Yes. Those images are going to be there, and those images are going to cause pain and all of those sort of things. It's going to be hard to shake that as a human being. And the only way that we can power through that is by returning to the cross and basically saying, Lord, thank you for what you've accomplished, mm-hmm. and that you don't see me in terms of what this war caused me to do. You see me in terms of what Christ accomplished for me.
Yes.
And that releases the burden. That's when we can really cast our care upon him.
Yeah, I used to struggle with this kind of thing back in the dark ages for me. And one of the things that finally pulled me out of it was a friend of mine said, so are your standards higher than God's? And I had to say, well, yeah, I think so. and then you realize how silly that is. Jesus right. really did do it all. There's
yes,
nothing I have to prove to him that I'm sorry enough and all the rest of it so that I can forgive myself. I'm a forgiven person. Whether I forgive myself or not, let's deal with the reality. And just like you said,
right.
let that overwhelming love and grace change things.
Right. And a lot of times with that, forgiveness is a word that means to send off.
Mm-hmm.
In this new covenant, we see that God says that I remember your sins no more. And that word remember has to deal with something being the center of attention, the
yeah.
focus of a person's thoughts. And there was a point in time where our sins were the focus or
yeah.
the center of God's attention. It's when Jesus died for mm-hmm. them. But when he dealt with it, when he said it was finished, that no longer was the center of God's attention.
Yeah,
now we are. And that's the same, you know, in forgiving ourselves. We have to move our past out of the center of our attention and say what Jesus has done has got to take center stage.
Yes.
It's got to be right up there, front and center in my thinking. And when we can do that, we can release those burdens. 1-800-677-9377. If you have a care, a worry, a burden that you would like to cast upon the Lord today, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. I think if our listeners will actually participate in this, I think it can be really encouraging
yes.
and personally uplifting time. So
yes.
let's take advantage of this. Let's go to Manny listening to us in Oakland, New Jersey on WMCA. Hi, Manny. Manny, you're on the air.
Oh, how are you?
We're doing fine. How are you, Manny?
Doing good. Thank you. I'm just calling basically to, I guess, cast your burden. You know, I made a decision about a year and a half ago to switch companies. And since that time, since the year and a half, I it's been torture. I thought it was God's will to do so, but the burden I've got to cast is because I feel that I betrayed my family. It was a business that my brother-in-law's owned, and it caused a lot of havoc between us and them, between my wife, who was in the middle. I really felt that God was leading me in a certain way because I'm a very simple person. And there were, you know, there was a few signs that I felt God was leading me. I had a peace about it. But after a year and a half of turmoil, I just, you know, I am so bewildered, perplexed. I'm not sure where I'm going, and I just want to give this whole thing to him because I am totally confused at this point. I really am. I see in a way it was a good move financially, and there is some growth in the company I'm with, but there's a lot of things that are happening that are every day just knocking me back a peg, you know, not to mention the emotional turmoil that I've created with the family. So it's a huge burden on my heart that I think I put a wedge in between the family and making a move like this. but I was doing it more for my immediate family, if you can understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I can understand that. It had immediate benefits for them as far as greater income and that sort of thing. A lot of times, Manny, we move in directions and, you know, we see just something through our eyes, you know, and they're very limited in what they can see, and we don't oftentimes see the big picture. And once we move in a direction, you know, that big picture starts to come into focus, and we're like, oh, no, what have I done?
Right.
But, Manny, I'm just so encouraged by the fact that you've called in and said, today I want to cast this burden upon the Lord. Today I want to put it into his hands. So often we get into these situations and then we try to fix them. Mm-hmm. We try to, you know, resolve them. We try to make them better. And the more we do it, the worse the problem becomes. We don't bring improvement to the situation. We turn it in the other direction. And finally we get to a point we feel hopeless and helpless. And it's at that point we have to say, Lord, I've got to cast this on you. I've got to put this burden on you because you're bigger than the problem. You have what it takes to cause this thing to work together for my good, for the good of my family, my immediate family, for the good of my extended family. And so I'm entrusting this into your hands. And I think, Manny, that is just the step of faith that all of us need to take. And I'm just encouraged by the courage that you have today to do that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you very much. It means a lot to me. I'm telling you, you've boosted my faith today. Thank you.
Well, Manny,
thank you so much.
Well, you are so welcome, Manny. Let me put you on hold. We want to send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer, just as our way of getting more information into your hands that can help you, that can benefit you, and maybe give you even some more practical steps that you can take in this particular situation and entrusting it to the Lord Jesus. So, Manny, let me put you on hold, and we'll send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
And keep us posted, my friend.
Okay.
All right. You hang on. Well, Manny, thank you for calling us, and if you were encouraged by Manny's call, it inspired you. Pick up the phone. Cast your burden upon the Lord as well. 1-800-677-9377. 1-800-677-9377.
There are many times when we get confused about just how can we do this? How should we do this? And sometimes that confusion is based on misunderstandings of Scripture. And this person has a question about James 2, and in particular verses 21 through 26. This is the section where James says, well, you know, if you've got faith, let me see your works. And how do we explain that? How do we put this in the context of the gospel of grace and know that what he is saying works, integrates with what the rest of the New Testament says about the gospel of grace? How do we do that?
Well, James is a very practical guy.
Yes.
And he's taking, you know, kind of the theological foundation that Paul put into place, and he's raising a question, do you really believe this? Mm-hmm. Do you believe it to be true? Do you believe that you've been rescued from darkness and placed into light? Do you believe that you've been set free from sin and death, and that you've been raised to walk in the newness of life? Do you believe that you've been justified, declared righteous in God's sight? Well, if that's the case, if you truly believe it, then this is what it's going to look like in practical, everyday living.
Yes.
So faith isn't just a intellectual belief and a set of facts. It's a living word. It's an active word. It's a dynamic word. And if you really believe the gospel, then you're going to see that gospel lived out in daily life. Now, it's not a legalistic works that James is talking about at all. It's works that flow from this abiding relationship in Christ's indwelling presence. So our faith in Jesus is going to produce works in and through us.
Yes.
That's what James is trying to say. If it's just an intellectual faith, if you've just believed a set of facts, well, he says, well, shoot, the demons believe all the facts. They know who Jesus is. It's interesting you read through the gospel accounts, and any time Jesus encountered somebody who was demon-possessed, they identified Jesus.
Yeah.
They knew exactly who he was, and they shuddered. And so if it's just that, then you've missed the reality of faith. And so James says that has substance to it. It has life to it. It's an active, dynamic word, and it spells itself out in works in daily living. Not our works. His works in and through us.
Yes.
And if we think of it the other way, it becomes a real burden, and it's a burden we need to cast upon the Lord indeed. Well, let's go to Newark, New Jersey, and talk to Lisa, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. The issue is this. There's this woman that I work with who is, for lack of a better term, miserable. I know that the Lord told me be an example. I know that the Lord told me be wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. When she came on board after she came to work at the place where I worked after I did, and I had been praying about this person before she got there, and so this is who the Lord sent, and that's fine. The thing is that she is creating so much turmoil that now our only interaction is good morning and good night, and it just doesn't, and I just doesn't seem Christ-like. I don't want to shame the Lord.
You just don't want to be influenced by the negativity, and I understand that. And it is very difficult being around people who are constantly negative, who are always complaining, where there's not one ray of sunshine in their lives anywhere. And there's a lot of people out there in the world who are exactly like that. And if they see somebody that's happy, that seems like they're okay about themselves and okay about life, it seems to increase or intensify the level of complaints. At least that's been my experience, and I think you may be experiencing that same thing there. Lisa, there's no cure to that. I mean, you can't change her. The only thing you can do is look at your attitudes, and every day to cast that care upon the Lord, and ask the Lord to give you some creative ways to maybe bridge the gap there, to create some conversations that would move her in a positive direction. You know, compliment her, love what you're wearing today, or whatever it might be. Just, ask the Lord for some creativity as far as that is concerned. I do know what you're going through. And this world is filled with negative people. There's grumbling, there's complaints, there's all sorts of things. And if that's all you hear, you get sick of it, don't you?
Mm. You know, I have done exactly what you just described. And I will do that again. I will, ask the Lord to help me, to help me be creative, create creative ways to engage her. But I've done those things, and, it occurred to me that the Lord didn't say to me, be her friend. What he said was, and which was not what I was trying to do. What he said, though, was, be an example. And so I kind of felt relieved when I realized that. And so I'm okay. I mean, not really, but...
You've resigned yourself
kind of
to...
Pardon?
I said you've kind of resigned yourself to the way it is right now, and you're just going to live your life. And yeah, I understand
exactly.
that. Yeah, I understand
so,
that.
I called for advice. You gave me advice, and I'll follow it.
Well, here's what I suggest you doing, and I think just the fact that you've called, you're basically saying in your heart, Lord, here's a situation. I don't know what to do with it, and so today I'm casting this care, I'm casting this burden upon you. I'm putting it at your feet. I'm leaving it in your hands. I'm trusting you with the results. I've tried to change things. I'm going to step away from trying to make it better through, you know, my energy, my efforts, my human strength, my human wisdom. I'm going to put it in your hands and entrust it to you and leave the results right there. And I think that's a positive thing. And so you're saying, Lord, I've carried it on my shoulders. I've done everything I know to do, and it hadn't worked out. So I'm going to lift it off my shoulders and place it on yours. Because you're big enough, you care enough, you're interested enough, you can work this together for good, and I'm going to sit back and watch for what you're going to do in this situation. And I think that's just the perfect place to be. What I'm going to do, Lisa, is we'll put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer. Read it, you know, and once you read it, you may be inspired to give this as a gift to this person and say, hey, here's something that has been such a positive blessing in my life. I'd love to share it with you.
Okay.
Well, hang on, Lisa. We'll put you on hold and we'll get this book to you, okay? And
thank you for your call.
Thanks for casting your care upon the Lord today. You hold on. Well, let's go to Yvonne in Brooklyn, New York, listening to us on WMCA.
Yes. Hi. Hello. This is Yvonne.
Nice to hear from you.
I'm calling to cast my care because my husband is having an affair with a young girl, and he's a minister.
Well, Yvonne, that's a burden. That's a doozy right there. That's all.
I don't know what to do because, you know, I want to do what's right in God's sight. I'm trying to live my life.
Does
you
he know that you?
Not a perfect Christian, but I'm striving.
Does he know that you know?
He knows that I know because a lot of stuff comes to the house.
Okay.
I don't know how they got my address.
But you're a, and he's a pastor.
Yes.
Okay. Does the church have an elder board?
No.
He's
the founder of the church and everything. They don't have a board. That's the problem.
Yes, that is the problem. So are there some, quote, leaders in the church that you could go to and talk to them about what's happening?
I don't think I can do that.
Okay. Well, let me do this. We're about out of time on today's program. I want to put you on hold. I want to send you this particular book, The Hurt and the Healer. I think it will be helpful to you. I thank you so much for casting this care upon the Lord today, because he's the one that's big enough. You can't make it work. You can't fix this. This is too big for you. It has to be put into the Lord's hands, and I thank you for doing that. But let me put you on hold. We also have some people in New York that I want to get you in touch with that I think could be a big help, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You hang on, and thank you so much for your call today. Well, we all go through trials and tribulations.
We
all hurt. I mean, we just have to face that. That's reality. That's what is. You know, there's what could be, and what could be we're going to fully experience when we go to be with the Lord or He returns. But in the meantime, we're going to have to power through some trials and tribulations, and we need encouragement, and we need to know that we have the freedom to cast these cares, these burdens, these anxieties upon the Lord Jesus. And we certainly thank those who called today to cast their care upon the Lord, and we pray many others did so as they were listening to the broadcast. Well, this is Basic Gospel. We are so thrilled that you've allowed us into your lives, and we look forward to being back with you, meeting you again on Monday at this same time. We'll look forward to seeing you then.